entire moment. From the drama of your lives and the lives of the neighbors on your block, from the problems of small towns and the conflicts of great cities, we bring you dramatic moments of triumph based upon real-life stories.
High moment. Today, a mystery of flowers.
You'll find her in the far corner, near the window there.
Yes, thank you, nurse. I see her. Thank you.
It would be best to stay only a few moments.
I understand.
I'll wait here until you've finished.
Thank you. Harriet. Harriet, dear, how are you today? I've come to see you, Harriet. We could have a nice little chat for a while. You're looking very well, Harriet. I do believe you have some color in your cheeks today. Harriet, dear, look at me. It's Martha. I've come to visit. I've brought you a little treat, something you like. Chocolate-covered caramel. Do you remember how you and I used to gobble up pounds of these things and then worry so much about getting fat from them? Here, take them, Harriet, dear. Here. Take just one and pop it into your mouth. You'll see how good it tastes. Oh, Harriet, please look at me. Don't keep staring out that window. Look at me. Harriet, it's Martha. Martha! Oh, please look at me. Please let me know that you hear what I'm saying to you. Oh, Harriet, my poor darling. Please.
You mustn't upset her, Mrs. Chen.
I'm sorry, nurse. I'm terribly sorry.
I think that's enough for today.
Yes, of course. Oh, nurse, I'd like to speak to Dr. Lansing, if that's possible.
You'll find Dr. Lansing in his office.
High moment. A documentary series that is a provocative insight into our times, translating into drama the efforts of people to win a better community. High Moment each week originates stories inspired by actual projects. But remember, the need of the community and what it did about it really happened.
High Moment. From the living files of the Community Achievement Project of the General Federation of Women's Clubs, under a public service grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation, come these dramatic interpretations of real-life community action.
Today's high moment, a mystery of flowers.
But why won't she look at me, Dr. Lansing? Why won't she speak to me? I have the feeling that she knows I'm there, that she even knows who I am, but she doesn't care. Why doesn't she care, Dr. Lansing?
Because that's her illness, Mrs. Reynolds. She lives in her own private world. She's hardly aware of the real world.
Oh, can't you do something to bring her back?
That's what we keep trying to do. But first we must find some wedge to open the door of that world of hers. Then we must find a path to lead her back, and then we must give her a reason for wanting to come back.
You mean she doesn't want to get well?
She doesn't know she's sick. She only knows her own strange thoughts and ideas. In the real world, she was afraid, insecure. Reality was too great a burden, so she was forced to retreat into her own private world. Now, technically, we say that she withdrew, and withdrawal is a characteristic of a certain mental illness.
But she's so terribly sad, so depressed. If only she'd smile.
Mrs. Reynolds, if she could smile. If there was something she could smile at. If we could find that something, we might be on the way to restoring her health.
It's so hopeless.
Not at all. We've succeeded with other patients. Don't despair. Keep up your wits and keep up your visits. They're important to her. We hope she'll eventually get to know that someone cares for her and about her.
Well, I'll be back on Sunday, as usual. Thank you, Doctor.
Martha? Is that you?
Paul?
Where have you been? I've been home quite a while.
Oh, I missed the bus and had to wait almost an hour.
Aren't you well? You look awful. Sit down, honey, sit down.
Oh, I'm all right. I'm just tired, I guess.
Now, wait a minute. This is Wednesday. You've been out to see Harriet.
I have to do it, Paul. She has no one else. I'm her only friend.
And you're my only wife. Every Wednesday and Sunday, you go to that mental hospital and come back half dead. Now, I won't have it.
I don't want to talk about it, Paul. Now, it's something I have to do, or I couldn't live with myself. I just don't want to talk about it.
All right, honey. We won't talk. Not now. Anyway, you'd better get yourself dressed. Tonight's our night on the town, remember? Al and Dorothy Collins, you and me, dinner and theater.
Tonight? Oh, Paul, I couldn't. I'd ruin the evening for everyone.
Honey, you've been looking forward to this for weeks.
Oh, I know, but tonight I...
You've got to pull out of this now, Martha. You can't let it get you down. Now, what you need is a good dinner and some relaxation.
Oh, I'd really rather have a hot bath and go to bed.
And look here, what I brought you.
What?
Open it. It's quite a surprise. Open it.
Horrible. A corsage. Oh, spring flowers. Oh, they're beautiful.
Now, that's the way I like to see you, honey, with a smile on your face. Now, let's get ready and be on our way, huh?
Tard. 2 a.m. Oh, we haven't gotten to bed at this hour for years.
You have a good time tonight, hon?
Oh, wonderful. And I'm going to wear my flowers again all day tomorrow.
I'm glad you like them.
Oh, I love them. Night.
Night.
Sweet dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Paul, the spring seed catalogs are coming in, speaking of flowers, you know. I've been thinking it would be lovely to put in some of the new red roses against our south wall. You know what I mean? Paul, you hear me?
Harriet, do you hear me?
Paul, why don't you answer, dear?
Harriet, why don't you answer, dear?
You sleep, Paul? Oh, well.
Harriet, it's me, Martha. Oh, Harriet, please look at me. Can you hear me, Harriet? Oh, my poor darling. Oh, Harriet, my poor darling. But she's so depressed, Dr. Lansing. If only she'd smile.
If we could find something to make her smile, we might be on the way to restoring her health.
Flowers. Spring flowers.
That's the way I like to see you, honey, with a smile on your face.
Flowers. Harriet always loved flowers. Why didn't I think of it before? Flowers. See what I brought you, Harriet? Spring flowers. Daffodils and iris and tulips. Do you see them, Harriet? Do you see them? See how bright and lovely they are. How bright and lovely. Oh, aren't you going to smile, Harriet? Smile, dear. Smile at the flowers. Oh, Harriet. Harriet. See, Dr. Lansing, I thought the flowers would help. Pretty foolish of me, I can see that now, but you said that if we could reach her, if we could make her smile... Oh, but as I say, it was a foolish idea.
As a matter of fact, Mrs. Reynolds, it was a very good idea.
But she didn't even look at them.
Well, perhaps you expect too much too soon.
I don't understand.
You like flowers, you like to grow them.
I do, indeed.
Why?
Oh, I don't know, I suppose... Because working in the garden does something for me.
Yes, it takes me out of myself, makes me forget my worries. I understand. If Harriet actually grew the flowers, maybe they'd mean something to her, make her forget her worries.
Well, that's an oversimplification, but it's the idea. And I wasn't thinking only of your friend Harriet. There are other mental patients who could be helped. That is, if you're willing to give some time and effort.
Well, yes. Yes, I would. I certainly would, but how would I start?
Well, first you'd have to find a special sort of flower. It would have to go indoors.
Oh.
And then, since these people have a very short span of attention, they lose interest very easily, you see.
Oh.
It would have to be a plant which grew very quickly. Something that actually showed itself to be growing from day to day.
Oh, my. I never heard of a plant like that.
Neither have I. There probably isn't such a plant.
Well, I'll find out.
And if there is such a plant?
And if there is such a plant, I'll locate it. I'll get my hands on it for Harriet and the others.
Hello, Dorothy. It's Martha. Oh, fine, just fine. You?
Well, Dorothy, do me a favor. Your club has so many wonderful gardening books. Would you look something up for me? I must find a certain flowering plant. No, I don't know the name.
Hello, is this Mrs. Barnes? The Mrs. Barnes who is president of the Women's Civic Club? Good, I wasn't sure I had the right Barnes. My name is Dorothy Collins of the City Garden Club, Mrs. Barnes. I wonder if you could help me.
Is this the county courthouse? May I speak to the county agent, please? Mr. Hoskins? Thank you. Yes, I'll wait. Oh, Mr. Hoskins, my name is Mrs. Carl Barnes of the Women's Civic Club, and I wonder if you could help me. I'm trying to find a very special type of flower.
Is this the Florist Association? Yes. I wonder if you could help me. I'm looking for a certain...
We've been to every florist and authority in town. They don't have such a plant. All the people we spoke to said they'd try to locate it. Oh, I've got to find it.
Honey, I don't like the way you're working yourself up. It can't be this important.
But it is. Yesterday, when I visited Harriet, Dr. Lansing showed me around the hospital, the women's ward. Oh, Paul, the way those poor creatures just sit there with all their thoughts turned inward without caring what goes on around them. And if this flower, this one little flower can help them, I've just got to find it.
Martha! Martha! Shut that thing off!
Oh, what in the world are you dragging into the house? Can't you see I'm cleaning?
There's gratitude. I lugged this load all the way from the office just for you.
Please,
and
a
wife.
Present. Oh, is this a joke? There's nothing here but a box of dirt.
Well, that's what flowers grow in, isn't it?
Flowers?
Sure. Paula, who said he was from the Florist Association, brought this to my office today and said that the county agent said that the garden club said that Dot Collins said that you wanted this stuff. Now, here it is.
Oh, Paul, you mean this is it? This is my flower for the hospital?
Yep, 50 of them. Oh. That dirt is full of, what do you call them? Lily of the Valley pips. They had to be imported from Europe. Some name, Pip Pip.
Dr. Lansing, is the plan working out?
Well, the nurse in Ward B tells me that most of the women jump out of bed and run to the plant boxes first thing in the morning.
Oh.
Apparently, they want to see how much that little plant has grown overnight. They seem really interested.
Well, that's what you want, isn't it?
Indeed it is. This morning, a few of the plants burst into bloom, and the nurse said you ought to have heard the excitement. I understand old Mrs. Ransom smiled for the first time since she's been here.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Of course, Mrs. Reynolds... That doesn't mean these women are now cured. But tell me, Mrs. Reynolds, when these flowers die, are you going to let this project die too?
Well, I hadn't thought of... What should I do?
Well, now that the patients are interested, perhaps they can grow something more complex. Possibly something that has fragrance.
Mm-hmm. Herbs. Herbs have a wonderful fragrance. Yes, and in our club, Dorothy Collins is an expert at herb growing. Would it be all right to ask her to help?
Of course. And now that the weather's warming up, a few flower beds outside might work out very well.
Lots of members would like to help out with the flower beds. I know. We'll call a meeting. I'll tell them all about it and explain how everyone can help. Oh, just think, Dr. Lancy. This all started so that something could be done for my friend Harriet.
About your friend Harriet. I'm afraid she hasn't responded. What? She's just as she was. No change, no improvement.
But you said that all the women in Ward B...
I said most of the women, Miss Lancy. Not all. A few take no interest whatever in the plants and flowers, and I'm afraid that Harriet is one of them.
Oh, then I haven't helped her at all.
You've helped some of the patients. Harriet might respond in time. Does this change your mind about going on with your work?
Well, I don't think so. If it's helping the others, the work should go on. Paul.
Yeah?
Do put that newspaper down. I want to talk to you.
Sure. Well, listen.
Well, it's about the flowers at State Hospital.
Why? Everything's going so well. Or is it?
Well, Dorothy Collins works in the greenhouse. She can't move those heavy flats of herb gardens. Neither can the women patients. Alice Marks works outdoors. She can't edge the flower beds and haul fertilizer and do all the other heavy chores.
Ah, so the ladies can't operate without men.
It's no joke, Paul.
Well, it's no great problem, either. Every women's club in town is back of this project. So get hold of the men's clubs. Ask them to send some volunteers to help you. That's what the men's clubs are for, to assist in civic enterprises. Well, you're a civic enterprise, honey. Tell them the Kiwanis and the Rotary, the Chamber of Commerce, tell them you need them.
Of course. We'll call the men's club. Did you want to see me, Dr. Lansing?
Yes. Come in, Mrs. Reynolds. I have something to show you. Come with me, please. Over to this window. There. Look out there. What do you see?
Oh, nothing unusual. Just Alice Marks working in the flower bed with her little ladies.
Oh. Look carefully.
Harriet! Oh, she's never done that before. Harriet is out there working in the garden. Harriet. Flowers. Oh, Harriet. It's just one word, but you're talking. Oh, you always loved flowers. You used to say that flowers were God's garden. Flowers. Someday, you'll be well again, Harriet. Someday, you'll have your own beautiful flowers, as you used to. Flowers.
And here now is the executive director of the National Association for Mental Health, Mr. Richard Swigart.
I can't tell you how deeply I've been moved by the true life drama which you have just heard on today's High Moment. The deeds of mercy, which do the greatest good, are not always the sensational or the dramatic. They are most often the simple, kindly things one human being does to ease the suffering of another. This is the essence of today's drama, and it is the essence of thousands of acts of mercy which are occurring right now throughout the nation on behalf of the mentally ill. Martha Reynolds cared. Her neighbors cared. The Women's Club and the City Garden Club and the Landscape Company cared. They all cared about the unfortunates, the mental patients, who needed this token of faith to lead them out of the shadow world in which they lived. Instead of reacting with unreasonable fear and shame to the problem of mental illness, instead of running away, they took a positive, constructive step. It is this essentially American spirit of people working together in their communities which has helped to wipe out many major illnesses. It is this same spirit which will someday wipe out mental illness. The hundreds of community mental health associations which comprise the National Association for Mental Health are proud to be associated with the General Federation of Women's Clubs in their efforts to help the mentally ill. And we also want to express our gratitude to the American Broadcasting Company and to the Sears Roebuck Foundation for having brought this stirring story to the attention of so many listeners today.
Next week, ABC Radio's You're Better Tomorrow presents another high moment drama. The moving, delightful story of a grandmother who refused to become old. Be sure to listen.
High Moment. Dramatic interpretations of real-life community action inspired by the living files of the Community Achievement Project of the General Federation of Women's Clubs under a public service grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
High Moment is produced and directed by Sherman H. Dreyer. Special program consultant is Dr. Max Wolfe of New York University. Today's story, A Mystery of Flowers, featured Grace Keddy as Mrs. Reynolds, Ivor Francis as Dr. Lansing, Elaine Rost as the nurse, and Charles Woods as Mr. Reynolds. Today's script by Lillian Shane. The ABC Dramatic Orchestra was conducted by Glenn Osser. Music selected and arranged by Al Dance. Sound, Hal Johnson, our engineer, Jack Kelly. This is Connie Evans speaking.
High Moment comes to you each week at this time through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service, the voice of information and education.